Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, there are many names that the Bible gives to Satan, but the description of a lion probably suits him most appropriately. For example, there are many ways that Satan attacks. He attacks when we are vulnerable. He attacks ruthlessly, aggressively, and he also enjoys attacking in isolation. A lion attacks at times of vulnerability, just as a real lion enjoys to stalk its prey and attack at a susceptible time. The devil himself attacks in a similar way. For example, the devil attacked Jesus when he was vulnerable. In Matthew 4, when Jesus had fasted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, Scripture says he was hungry. The devil came to him when he was in weakness and tried to lead him astray through temptation, encouraging him to turn stones to bread. The devil was so persistent he tried to turn the Son of God away. Satan will attack him when we are most susceptible. We must learn to do as Jesus did in those times, arm ourselves with the best defense, God's word. A lion attacks its prey ruthlessly. Just as a lion has no mercy and will keep on pursuing to destroy its prey, the devil does as well. For example, in Luke 22:31, it reads, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat." Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen wheat being sifted before, but it's not just one clean cut. There's a process that it has to go through. It gets cut down. Then it gets beaten. Then it gets spread out. And after it's spread out, it gets filtered to its last form. If you fall in Satan's traps, he will tear you up with his claws, and he will enjoy every minute of it, like a lion does with its prey. Lions have been known to kill their food just for the fun of it, and the devil is no different. He is unmerciful, and he enjoys the kill. We must learn to endure the austerities of the devil and resist his temptation, because once he gets a hold of us, it is impossible to leave his grasp without God. A lion attacks its prey aggressively. Lions attack certain species of animals more than others. They tend to go for the weak and the maimed. They also seek out those who are threatening their territory. Like the lion, the devil preys on the weak and the injured, but more than anything, he preys on those who threaten his influence, those getting in the way of his work. But who gets in the way of the devil's work the most? Christians. They are fighting against him, getting in front of him. They are also getting something he is not getting, blessings from our God. He is a powerful and aggressive entity, but God is more superior. And as 1 Corinthians 16:20 shares, God can and will crush Satan under the feet of those who love him. A lion isolates its prey. A lion will divert its prey from a herd to make it easier to kill. Just as the devil will try to divert Christians and bring them down all alone. He knows that, like the lions, it is easier to bring down one individual without the influence of others, so he will try to isolate and discourage you on purpose. A good example of this was in Elijah's life. In 1 Kings 18, Elijah had just experienced the Mount Carmel victory, but one chapter later, the devil, through a wicked Jezebel, was successful in isolating him. He is seen running for his life, discouraged and believed that he was done. In his desperation, he cried out to God, who was there with him all the time, "It is enough." If Satan had it his way, Elijah would have given up, but God was there to encourage him. We all find ourselves isolated at a certain point, but we must go to God's word to be reminded of the truth. Now, you guys have all heard this before. The lion's called the king of the jungle, right? The king of the jungle. Well, Satan is kind of like the king of the physical and earthly world. But God is the king of all. He is the most powerful, the creator of all things, even Satan himself. Let's go ahead and read Ephesians 6:11 real quick. Ephesians 6:11. It states, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Put on the what armor of God? The half armor of God? 99% of the armor? 1% of the armor? No, the whole armor. Not 1 out of 6 pieces. Not even 5 out of 6 pieces. We need to put on all 6 pieces of the armor. All 100% of the armor pieces. Because the devil, if we do not, the devil will attack that area on purpose to bring us down. Let's say we are not using our shield of faith. That's only, we're missing one piece of the armor. It's only one piece, but we're missing the shield of faith. The devil is going to fire his fire arrows at us and bring us down. The devil knows what we struggle with the most, so he's going to use that against us. Every Christian needs to beware of the lion and move towards God when we need his protection and guidance away from sin.